Bang, we are back again, episode 4 of the Two Beards podcast. We are getting very good at this all the time. Yeah, Aaron, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, mate. We're flying now, aren't we?
I know, mate, we are. We're on fire.
Well, listen, they've allowed us to meet up. We're allowed to do it. It's in the rules, so we will do it.
We shall. Let me just sort my barnet out. It's everywhere.
It is quite epic.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, have you got airy back?
Not really.
You all right?
Yeah, not really.
Or does your nan shave it?
Can't wait, dickhead. I'm trying to go for the old Viking look.
Oh, yeah, because you're on that at the minute, aren't you? How many series are there?
There's 6 seasons of it.
Wow, what are you on?
6.
Oh, wow, okay.
I've got like 2 episodes to go, and I've very nearly cancelled this so I could finish watching it. Not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah, I went to see what happened to Ava.
You know I like you that much that I would have allowed you to as well.
No, you wouldn't have. You would have had the right time. If I rang and said, I'm cancelling again because I want to watch the last 2 episodes of Vikings.
No, but we've done well the last few weeks.
Oh, no, I didn't want to ruin it. Yeah, I didn't want to ruin it.
But we're on a momentum.
Yeah, I didn't want to ruin it. The fans are loving it. The fans want more. Yeah. We're giving them more.
Yeah, they keep messaging me privately. Give us more. Do more they? Than an hour and 15 minutes, mate.
Tell them to stop doing it privately and like write it for the world to see.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Subscribe.
Yeah, you're not a bird. They're not trying to slide in your DMs to get a blowy. Like, subscribe. Let the world know how good it is.
Please.
Anyway, Aaron.
Yep.
So, fingers crossed, it looks like these, and I know everyone loves your opinions on it, these restrictions may be lifting shortly.
Yeah.
What is the first thing you're going to go and do? And why?
There are so many things that I'd like to go and do.
All right, let's go with your top 3. So they get lifted on a Friday.
Yep.
You've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, bosh. What are you doing? And how much of this is your missus included in?
Probably none of it, because it would probably be 3 days of me working.
Oh.
Sorry, no, I'm joking. One of the days would definitely be with you going on a pub crawl. That you said you wanted to do a pub crawl on the central line.
I'm going to do the whole central line, mate.
What, in one hit?
In one hit.
Yeah.
I'm going.
I mean, I'll get. Where are we starting? Like east or west?
What's the last one?
Right. Epping.
No. Not
oh, so
one.
West.
We'll start west. Or should we start east?
Start east, because I reckon I will buckle after 6.
Yeah.
So then I'll be all right. I'll be in Snaresbrook then, so I'll be all right.
Oh, I'll be nearly at Bethnal. All right, we'll start there then. We'll start there and work our way back.
Wait,
at least Oxford Street, minimum.
Okay.
Minimum.
What about Tottenham Court Road?
Okay, Tottenham Court Road. We have to reach the city. If we don't reach the city, we're fouled.
Yeah,
we've miserably.
Got to get there at least.
Yeah.
You got to wear comfy shoes as well.
I'm going in a tracksuit and trainers, mate.
Okay.
So it ain't no turnout. We don't need shoes, we don't need proper clobber. I'm going in a tracksuit,
okay.
Pair of trainers,
yeah,
being comfortable, and we're going to have it.
What's your go-to trainer? If you're going to go on a comfortable sort of plod, what's your comfortable trainer?
Right now.
All day.
Dem right now.
Dem.
Yeah.
In it, fam.
290s. They're lovely, mate.
Is that how much they were?
No, that's what they're called, 290s. I don't know how much they are, because actually I got sent them through JD when I did that thing with Nan and
oh, yeah, because you've got the same size feet as your Nan. No?
Aaron, what are you going to do?
I'm
a 7, mate. I'm a 7.
Okay. Out of 10.
I'm a 7.
Comfortable 7. So what am I going to do? It was the obvious ones are go out for a beer with your pals. Fucking hell. I'd like to get me family together without sounding too mingy, because I know a few in the family are very sort of sceptical, a bit scared about what's going on. So as soon as they get told by old Bojo that we can mingle and be together, I know me nan wants to throw a big party, so I'll probably go and do that. Yep, you're invited, bring your nan. Yeah. What else? The 3rd.
Can you put your phone on silent, please?
It is on silent. It didn't beep.
I heard it vibrating. It's very unprofessional.
How can you hear things vibrate?
I felt it vibrate. It's very unprofessional.
Sorry. I won't say who just messaged, because they'll think that they're fucking massive time. You know you are, because I'm going to ring you after this. You can't. Now, to be honest with you, I'd probably like to also, very mingy, take her and the boy out up to London and have a proper day out.
You're not cute, aren't you?
Nice bit of lunch. Whereas a family man, aren't
you?
I?
Give it large, but you're cute, aren't you?
Yeah. Soft at heart.
Mm.
But I'd probably go her first. So that's out the way.
You've got to get out of the way, because then when you go on the beer and don't come home, you'll be like, but babe, I took you
I took you to fuck the Ned.
Yes.
You know.
I'll probably be in there waiting for you.
Yeah, Massimo Duty cardigan. So it'd be her first, family second, like cousins and aunts and all that.
Mm.
And then the chaps would be the last one.
Not on a Sunday, though. Not doing it on a Sunday.
Why not?
Don't do it on a Sunday. It's boring on a Sunday. I want to be out Saturday, brunching. I want to go to a
brunching, yeah,
where they do porn stars, and there's a geezer in the back playing a saxophone.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I want to be.
Yeah, but yeah, he's got it plugged in, so he's not really playing it, but it's coming
It doesn't matter. Okay. There's a saxophone being played, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah?
What about a harp?
Anything will do, mate. Anything.
Okay.
Just that I'm there.
Set the tone.
Brunching.
What we do know is that your brother will go to somewhere really fucking over expensive and do his bollocks.
And he'll go to like an art gallery, buy a frame, or buy a photo. Then he'll like go, I don't know what he does. Yeah, probably.
Rooney! Listen,
he went out one night for this meal. I don't know where it was. He went, yeah, it was lovely. How much was it, Rooney? I was like, six.
Huh? Yeah, start with a six.
Six. I was like, no, I don't even want to know the rest of that. Where are you going, mate? Unless they're serving me golden steak, I don't want to know. And I'm still not paying.
I think he went out in Knightsbridge once and he was having his old fashioned, like the drink. And I'm like, why can't he just have a beer?
He don't even like old fashioned. He don't even drink.
Nah. He lets it hit his lips and he's like, he thinks he's banging trouble.
Mind you though, right, I got reeled in once. I was watching Suits. Have you seen Suits?
Yeah.
Right, so I got reeled in by a Macallan.
Yep.
Never tried it before.
Yep.
Went to the bar, said, can I have a Macallan, please? Geezer went, which one? I said, oh, whatever one you got, mate.
He's got nine.
Oh, mate. Come back. The bar's Ramo, innit? I asked for a Macallan and a beer.
Right.
So I got girls on the left. There's a group of blokes on the right. Geezer's come back. He went to me, 182 quid. I looked at him, gave the bank card, and I was fuming with myself. But what could I do? I couldn't walk away now.
Yeah,
I'd look like a rat drip. Yeah. So I just had to go with it. Never again, mate.
But it's very true though. You shouldn't ask how much things are, because it's just proof you can't afford it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Birds are going to be disappointed. Yep. Mates are going to call you a prick behind your back.
So I just had to give it large. I did the bank hole. Took a zip. As I sipped it, I went, oh, that's strong.
Yeah.
I should have just had a lager, mate.
Took the ears off your nuts.
Do you know what? All I want to do is go cinema. That's probably going to be the first thing I'll do.
I've got a question for you. When you go cinema, do you take your own sweets?
I don't really eat sweets in the cinema.
What about when you was a fat fuck?
No, I mean, I don't really eat sweets. I only want Ice Blast.
All right, you're going to go to a Jet garage and hopefully get an Ice Blast there, or you're going to spend £9 for their Ice Blast?
No, I'll give them £9 for their Ice Blast, because an Ice Blast from the pictures is different.
What about popcorn?
Don't eat popcorn, mate.
No. Minstrels?
Nope.
No more teasers?
Not really.
Minstrels and popcorn at the same time are a winner.
No, popcorn gets stuck in my teeth. I'm not really involved in that. And then I get irritated.
I can imagine you getting the very easily. I mean, I'm quite an aggy individual about stuff.
I don't like eating Maltesers because I don't like the noise they make because you're eating them.
That's true. You ever done the old blowing?
Yeah, loads of blowing, mate.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, and Minstrels are all right, but I'm not really a lover of sweets anyway.
Not pick a mix?
No, not really.
Okay.
Just an Ice Blast, mate. It'll do me.
That'll do you.
That's it, mate. A nice
kid at heart,
and yeah, Ice Blast and a Disney film, mate. And I'm, let's go, yes, let's have it.
Moana.
Oh, no, I didn't like that.
Didn't like it?
No, a bit boring.
I call my missus Moana, but I'll say it's Mona.
Mona, yeah, yeah. Of course.
But it's true, though.
Yeah, it is. I went to see Good Dinosaur once, and that was a bit depressing, mate. I nearly topped myself coming out of there. Never going to see that again.
Do you like the old school Disney or the new school?
I think they're all good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, I don't watch them on my own, by the way. Like, I watch them with the little one. I'm not sitting there going to see them on my own.
I watched The Little Mermaid a couple of weeks ago.
What, on your own?
Yeah. Well, the boy was with me, and I know he's at the time he was only not even one.
Yeah.
And he weren't interested, but I carried on watching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've not seen Little Mermaid, though.
Yeah, it's good.
I've not had that one.
Yeah, it's all right.
But I quite like all the new remakes, I'm not going to lie.
You do, yeah?
Yeah, I don't mind them. I quite liked Aladdin.
That, to be fair, was quite fun.
That was good,
Yeah, very good. Will Smith done very well in that.
Yeah, I was right involved in that.
Yeah.
I was right involved in that.
What about Lion King?
Yeah, that was all right. That was good, though.
I cried.
Did ya?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look like a crier at Disney, though.
Always. Yeah. I got my Disney tattoo and I'm
leg. Yeah, I know.
Minge.
Yeah, proper minge.
No. No.
No, but you know, I like The Lion King. I like. Do you know the only one I didn't like was Jungle Book? Not that I didn't like it, but I thought it was a bit...
Ugh. OTT.
Yeah, I thought they could have done that a bit better.
Maybe forced it through a little bit too quick. They just went straight ahead with it.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that one. Right, Al, let's get away from this, mate, because people are going to think they've signed on to like a little boys podcast or something, but we're sitting here with two massive beards. We're men, mate. Men.
Yeah.
Let's talk beer.
Geezers.
Beer and football, mate. So, April the 1st, when he opens them, we're travelling down the central line.
Absolutely.
We'll be putting it on our Instagram stories. If you want to turn up and buy us a beer, you're welcome.
We ain't buying you
one. We ain't buying you nothing because you've turned up to our party.
Nish the coin.
Exactly.
Nish.
So you'll be buying us. It'll be on our story. Get down there all the way along the central line.
Charge your phones.
If you're doing it along the Jubilee line, you're a melt, mate. Let's have it.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, go on.
If we're starting in Epping, are you going to get on the train to come to Epping from Bethnal Green? Or are you going to wait till I get to Bethnal Green?
Obviously, I'm going to get on the train and go, what kind of stupid question is that?
I'm just asking. Get Rooney to drop you off. Rooney ain't invited. It's just you and I.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll get Rooney to drop me off.
Cheers, Rones. Top man, mate.
Rooney won't.
You can pick us up.
Yeah. Lovely. Cheers, bruv. Right, let's dive into it. Let's talk football.
Coming in.
Where do you want to start? Talk to me. Actually, I'll tell you where we'll start. We'll dive straight into something that I know you've been wanting to speak about for a while.
Yeah.
And we got caught up last time, and then I had to go to work. So let's talk about Everton.
Yeah.
And Wolves.
Yeah.
So I know you've had a bit of a feeling about them for a while. Let us have it.
Like I said to you before, I think that they've, especially Wolves, they've let us down. Mm. And then they go and beat Arsenal. Mm. The new chap that they brought in, I know you like him. Oh, little Neto. How do you pronounce his name?
Pedro Neto.
Neto.
I like Neto, man. I love Neto.
Yeah?
I'd love Arsenal to get Neto.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Love him. I think he's unbelievable. Quick. Powerful, can dribble, can finish, finds a pass. I'm all for it.
Low sense of gravity. I mean, the goal we scored at the St Mary's.
Yeah, it was a good goal, that.
Beautiful.
Oh, but what about Ings? Did you see that goal?
No.
You didn't see the goal?
Didn't see the goal.
Why do you come and do a podcast that is mainly about football and don't watch the goals?
I didn't see Ings. Sorry, Dan.
This is what I'm dealing with. What's the point? Now who am I going to talk to this about?
Okay. Find someone on the Instagram Live. Ask them if they see it.
No.
No one I know saw that goal.
What sort of Danny Ings goal?
No.
The screamer?
No.
On the volley?
No.
Bang?
No.
All right, going back to talking about Everton.
Sorry. But yeah, Everton or Wolves?
Whatever one.
Okay.
Disappointed now.
But yeah, with Wolves, before obviously beating Arsenal, I was a little bit disappointed. I was expecting them to like push on and probably, possibly fight for like top six, even four. And I felt that the manager found he's hit his limit, in my opinion. Mm. But then he knows his players better than I do. That's why he gets paid the watch. With regards to Everton, just getting onto them, I think we get a little bit waylaid with what Calvert-Lewin's been doing. And you and I have spoke about him before recently. Where he's doing, which he is. And you think like Everton are then just going to push on and push on and push on. And then they play Fulham.
Yeah,
and look what happens. It's like Everton doing what fucking Everton do.
Yeah.
I mean, how frustrating for their fans that it's like this could be something new. Liverpool are on, not a downward spiral, but Liverpool are doing a bit shit.
Mm.
Everton on a bit of a run, doing well, got a fantastic world-class manager. But Everton, they're like a shit Arsenal. Mm. Like, you know what you're going to expect. It's like, look at Arsenal. Mm. Lose two games and you get to Leeds and you think, oh, we're going to be up for it. We're going to be up against it, yeah? We played the best half of football.
It was good that, weren't it?
Mate. I mean, even you messaged me and you went, who is this Arsenal? It
was good that.
Yeah. It was nice. He came out of nowhere, but I was well happy with it. But that's the thing. But with Everton, they could quite easily, in the next game, go and beat one of the big four, but then lose someone who's fighting relegation.
Yeah, it must be frustrating for them because every time they push on, they are the old cliche. They take one step forward every time and it's always two back.
Yeah.
Just as you think, like you said, that everything's about to click, they've got it. They just got that performance in them. Like against Spurs the other day, I thought in the FA Cup, I thought they played quality in the FA Cup. The chances, they created a lot of chances, obviously scoring five, but they created a lot more as well. They were playing nice football. And then, like I said, come against Fulham, it's a totally different team. Like, totally different.
But do you think that they've... Oh, I don't know, run out of puff.
Do you know what? I'm going to say before we get into like slagging off Sanab, poor Everton was.
Yeah.
Like Fulham deserve credit for what they done.
Fulham
were unbelievable. They were just unplayable. Harrison Reed in the middle was controlling everything. And bear in mind that he played in that game, in theory, Everton played like four midfielders across 90 minutes. That Doucouré, Andre Gomes, Tom Davies. And who was the other one? Who's their other midfield? Oh, Gylfi Sigurdsson. So they've played all four of them over the course of this 90 minutes. And Doucouré. Harrison Reed was controlling all of them.
Yeah.
He knew when to drop deep.
And the Everton fans have been going mad about Doucouré as well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah, I mate, you're right. I don't want to. We're going to get onto the point about like giving praise where praise is due. But yeah, again, it's the league in itself. It's like everyone's beating everyone. You don't know. I mean, people will say, "I know what top four, what the top four are going to be." I've changed my mind fucking in the last 3 weeks.
So what are you going with now?
I'm not interested. I don't care.
No, that's not no.
But what I'm going to do next week, or this week coming, I'm going to watch out for Danny Ings. Or when we leave here, if I had battery now, I'd look at the goal and say and talk about it. So I do apologise. I've let you down there. I'm sorry. You made me feel really bad. Get back in your cab.
Yeah, you should get back in your cab, mate. Sorry. It's a simple, like, you've got, like, we do this once a week and you have homework once a week. Yeah. Just watch Match of the Day. It's not difficult.
Yeah.
Match of the Day 1, Match of the Day 2. All you have to do to your bird is say, look, babe, I need 20 minutes, half hour on my own to watch Match of the Day.
Please.
Just need to watch the highlights. I'm doing a bit of an homework.
Yep.
Can I just have some time? But you can't even do that, can you?
Yeah.
And then you turn up here, nothing to talk about, mate.
For 1 week.
Did you watch Everton Fulham?
For 1 week. 65 minutes.
Can't even answer it.
Your button's not working.
My button didn't work.
It's not working.
The wrong button.
That's it. Yeah, no, you've lost me trail of thought here. What are we talking about? Arsenal?
No, we ain't reached Arsenal yet. Said, did you watch Fulham, and you obviously said no, you never. So what games? Right, what games did you watch this weekend?
I'll tell you what I didn't watch.
No, what did you watch?
I'll tell you what I did watch. The boy's not been well. He's had a fever.
Yep.
Hospital visits. So the direction has been towards him.
Okay.
All right. And I have been in a shitload of traffic today during my homework period, which I normally do on a Monday afternoon. Yeah. I couldn't even do that. I was in traffic for 2 hours on the A13, going home.
So do you want to talk about traffic? Would that make you feel better?
Yeah, possibly.
Knock yourself out, mate. Let us know how you feel about the traffic. So what games did you watch, and we'll talk about them?
Who played?
Oh my God, Al, you are joking, isn't
you? No, Everton Fulham.
Yeah, you watched it?
Yep, a little bit of the Southampton Wolves game.
But not the Danny Ings goal?
Not the Danny Ings goal, unfortunately. West Brom, Man United.
Oh, you watched that?
Yeah.
And what was your feelings on that?
I don't like the way the commentary goes on about fucking how wonderful Man United were. Unlucky, this, that and the other. And like I said about giving praise, Sam Johnston, what a save.
Last minute.
What a fucking save that is.
Yeah.
But yet again, because it's not David De Gea, no one's talking about it. Match of the day, don't give it a whiff. Sky Sports, the pundits, everyone doesn't give it a whiff. It's all about, oh, look at Paul Maguire. Oh, hands in his head. What an unlucky header. Hit the post. What a save.
It was a great save.
Because David De Gea does it. It's like, oh, he's back to his brilliant best. He's probably going to go to Real Madrid and nut off Zinedine Zidane for 600 grand a week. So I think need to give him credit. Battled well. They could have fucking nicked a couple of goals. The ball... was it from the right in the second half and he slid in. He should have had a bit more composure. He didn't need to slide in, but he looked fucked up top on his own. I can't... But it's Man United. It fucking annoys me that pundits, commentators, whatever you want to call them, they don't give praise to the lesser teams, in my opinion. And I think it's quite... sort of shit. Do you agree or not?
Yeah, of course I agree. Because like I said, that's why I just wanted to say that about Fulham. Because it's always, if a big team goes to a little team and they get beat or it's a draw, it's always, oh, they was unlucky or that it wasn't their day or they had they didn't have an off day. Teams like Manchester United, Man City and Liverpool, they very rarely have off days.
Yeah.
One or two, well, Liverpool have a lot of off days in a minute, but I'm talking like one or two players might be off.
Yeah,
but because their team's so full of quality that they've always got enough to pull them through. Yeah, so when they go to little teams, they didn't have an off day. Give the credit to the team who turned up and wanted it more. Because nine times out of ten, sometimes it is about the passion and the way that you want something more than knocking the ball about. That's how Leicester won the league.
How many times do we go on about Arsenal like that? Like we go into games sometimes thinking we should win this, we should win this, we should win this. But the other team want it more.
You just get outrun. And
yeah, of course it is.
Outrun, outfought, and that is all it is. So they always say, oh, a bit off the ball. No, they weren't, mate. The other team were quality. Like Fulham the other day. Fulham were unbelievable, mate. Mm. All over the pitch. There was a break away, and I can't remember who it was. I want to say Tete. Everton's on the counter, mate, and he's about 15, 20 yards behind the ball.
Mm.
Mate, he's sprinted. Yeah. And he won the ball all the way in the upper end, back in his own corner flag. And it was unbelievable. And you just think, that's why they've won.
Mm.
That's why they've
won.
That
desire.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
There's not enough of that, though, for teams. But then that people are going to say, well, if they had that desire and that commitment through the rest of the season, leading up to it, it'll be like, oh, probably wouldn't be in this position.
Yeah, of course.
This, like as you said last week, you are where you are.
Mm, you are.
Your position is what your position should be. Liverpool-Leicester. People going digging at Thiago that he can't do that anchor man role and things like that. And I'm like, what are you mate. He's been there 5 minutes.
Mate, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I'm with them because let me say, because I was a big fan of Thiago, weren't I? And I said that I was thought that Thiago was the only person who could make them
a little bit better. Yeah.
I don't think he's gonna work. Just that. I was watching him the other day, like, and I thought he was going to dictate the play and he was going to get it and he was going to move it and it was going to be bang, 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 and it was going to be in the lines and it was everything that they was missing from the midfield that was, they've had work, they've had power, they've had determination, but they never had that little bit of class. Yeah. I thought he was going to bring it.
Yeah, yeah. But do you not think that it's knowing the league and knowing the teams you're playing against?
It is, mate, but the thing is, but when you've been playing in Spain and Germany for so long and then you come over here, the way you dictate a game over here is very different to the way you dictate a game over here. Yeah. You're not getting 2 seconds on the ball here. You're getting one.
Yeah.
And then they are going to be up you so bloody quick. Mm. And they are. And I think he's getting found out. And I think as well that when you're in a Barcelona or Bayern Munich side, you can get away with not having the best defensive abilities, the best defensive awareness.
Because you got the ball 70% of the bloody time anyway, haven't you?
When you're over here in the Premiership and you're playing against teams who you think you should win, or you're even going to have the ball 80% of the time.
Mm.
That last 20% that they've got it, there's still enough quality in every single side to trouble someone.
Yeah.
And I think he's getting found out defensively as well.
Yeah, well, but listen, he's not a defensive-minded midfielder. This is where Klopp is probably going a bit wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is like, you could say, obviously I'm harping back to Arsenal, but a bit like Santi.
Mm.
Can be sort of, not an anchor, but a quarterback.
Yeah.
So you'd have, for Liverpool, you'd have Jordan Henderson sitting behind him, Thiago in front of him, and then Thiago can do this.
I get that.
And Henderson can do that.
I get that. But the thing is with that is in this league, I think you need to be able to do a bit of everything. But it doesn't matter where you play in this league now, you have to be able to defend.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you take the press, the high press is based on defence.
Yeah.
It's like it's based on you pressurising the ball, being aware of where that centre-back's looking to pass it next, closing that space and that angle down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone in this league, every player, every position has to know their defensive duties. And you will get found out massively in this league if you don't.
Yeah.
So I think Thiago might get found out a little bit, mate.
Do you think they've been too reliant on their front three? I mean, what a goal, by the way, from Salah. Firmino.
Do you know what, mate? I think I don't even think it's reliant on their front three, because like there's teams who do far better relying on just one man to score all their goals. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
We're talking about three men who they've relied. I think it's purely down to, I said this before, I think they're just tired, mate. I really do.
2 years of grafting it, really.
2 years of like 110% week in, week out, the press, the running.
Mm.
It was 2 years consistently of it, mate. Like, and that takes your toll.
It's going to wear you out, isn't it?
That's why you're seeing the injuries. That's why you're seeing all the, like, Liverpool went for ages without getting no injuries, you know. Like, it was a good 18 months, 2 years of them getting no injuries. Very rarely did any of their big guys.
No one was, but no one was even pulling up with a sort of slight niggle, do you know what I mean?
And
now
they're getting untold, like. And then Van Dijk, mate, I think the thing that they're missing massively with Van Dijk isn't even just the defensive side, mate. It's just, he's such an outlet when you're trying to push out, because he's capable of spraying that ball 45, 50 yards. Do you know
and
what
then
I mean?
Squeeze. I mean, as I said before, I watched him at the Emirates a few times, and his communication with the whole team is like, you can, everyone just fucking listens to him.
Yeah.
So they probably miss him more than, as you say, the front three not firing on all cylinders. And I mean, Firmino don't get over 10 goals a season, does he really? So
no, it's true.
So, but Leicester, we got to give them credit because they could have folded. I mean, look, coming up against Liverpool, what, they scored 3 goals in 6 minutes?
Yeah.
Took them very well.
Yeah.
All right, I know Alisson sort of fucked it up. Who would you say is to blame? Him or the new centre-half?
Probably Alisson, mate. You don't need to be out that far.
Nah. And even if you are coming out, you've got to be calling it.
Yeah, you don't need
to be out that far. Because you're coming onto it.
Yeah, you don't need to be out that far, mate. You really don't. I mean, you're centre-half. So if that's you there in that position, you've got Vardy coming up your bum, you're gonna look up and you're going to see your keeper back. That's easy decision. Bang. You nut it back to the keeper, picks it up, and you've got the ball. No drama. But there's no need for Alisson to be out that far. There really isn't.
No.
That's what happens when it's a lack of confidence, whether you're in goal, whether you're up front.
Do you reckon that's Alisson?
Something.
Do you reckon that's Alisson not trusting him? Whereas if it was Virgil van Dijk standing there, would he be even remotely that far out?
I don't know, mate, because I think that's part of that. Could
or
be
thinking
part of
that
it.
It's Vardy.
That's part of it. That's part of the reason. But I just think as well, it's a bit of a confidence issue. Like, he's trying so hard to make up for mistakes that he's made and to make sure that he doesn't do another one.
Mm.
You overcompensate. Like, the Man United West Brom game, yeah? Mm-hmm. They said it on the commentary as well. But so because Lindelof lost that header for the goal.
Yeah, yeah.
He's then chasing the centre forward down to the halfway line, mate, trying to win headers. He's overcompensating. He's trying to think in his head that he's got to win every single header. But by doing that, just giving away needless free kicks.
Mustafi,
yeah, exactly. How many times the one at the Emirates against Tottenham?
Yep.
He's chased Harry Kane to the halfway line, lost the header, and they've scored because you're out. Where are you? Like, there's no need for you to. That is why I've said this before. That's why I like Mari. He doesn't do that. Because he knows he can't get back.
There's not a head loss because he knows he ain't got the legs to get back, the pace, yeah, let's say.
That's it. You don't need to be that there. Mm. Like, you don't need to be there.
No centre-half should step outside the 18-yard lines.
Yeah,
so the 18-yard box, you shouldn't be out there. If you're going to go out there, make a foul.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But but Mustafi, how many times did he try to get ahead of the striker? Like, continuing it, for fuck's sake. But yeah, sorry for harping back to Arsenal so soon, but... Yeah, Barnes.
Mate, I love Harvey Barnes, mate. He weren't, but he's getting in my England squad.
Yeah.
I think you've got to think about him now.
Brendan Rodgers said, I think it was the back end of last season, he said, like, with him now, he now needs to put goals, or bring goals to his game.
He's got 12 this season, hasn't he?
Is it 12? I didn't think he smashes that.
Yeah, 12. I think he scored more already this season than in last seasons.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I like him, mate.
But listen, good. But if he keeps going on from here to the end of the season, getting into the Euros, and hopefully there's no COVID and the Euros can kick on.
It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home.
Are we going to do a Euro special? Should we get Ruud Gullit in?
Yeah, do you know him? Did he follow Crazy Ginger Cabby?
No, he don't, but I can possibly have a word.
What? With
Ruud Gullit.
Ah.
Don't worry about her.
Can you tell me when we're off?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, lovely.
Okay, excited. Mate, now do you forgive me about Danny Ings?
Mate, if you pull Ruud Gullit out, I'll forgive you about Danny Ings, mate. You pull Ruud Gullit out, and I'll pull Risky Rhodes out, mate. And Graham Grant. no, we will. We should.
Yeah,
because I'm actually really excited about it. I love big tournaments.
Yeah,
love them.
Should we get Should we get all the Euro kits? Because I know you're a kit man.
Yes.
So get all the kits, but then we might get called Judas's. Oh, you're wearing a fucking French kit, you
mate,
pricks.
I wear Germany shirt every year, mate. I've got 300 kits, mate. Don't know where they're gonna fit. That's not.
I think I've got 9 Arsenal ones.
Have you?
I've got an old Anders Limpar one.
Ooh.
Remember the three stripes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yellow three stripes and all that.
Yeah, I think I got like 306, something like that.
But you're not counting, though, are you?
No.
That's great. But yeah, I definitely think we should do. But yeah, getting back to Barnes for the Euros, if he carries on,
he's got to be in, isn't
he? Yeah, of course he does.
Got to be in, isn't he? Yeah, actually, Al, that's a great shout. I think we should do a Euro special. We should do that, maybe to end season one. Maybe we'll do it not next week. Maybe we'll do one in a couple of weeks where we pick our squads.
Yeah.
And then we'll see how close we got. By the end of the season, yeah?
That's fair. That's fair enough.
Actually.
I think Danny Ings is going to be in it.
I don't even think he will. But yeah, we'll do that. Actually, we'll do that next week.
We'll be back
next week for our Euro 2021 England squad.
Yeah.
And we'll see how many we get right.
Yeah. I think he's going to throw a curveball, and I think he's going to take, like, not as many strikers. Be one of them.
I don't think you need to take that many. I think you only need to take...
Three.
Yeah. I don't even think he needs three out and out strikers, mate. I'd only take two. I'm taking Kane
Calvert-Lewin
and Calvert-Lewin. Don't need. Why do you need any more? You got Rashford. Bang Rashford through the middle. Worst case scenario.
Yeah, but Bat can play left or right. Yeah, yeah, true.
You don't need to. Who else are you gonna take? Vardy's not. Vardy ain't going because he's in retirement, so you can rule him out. Danny Ings, possibly.
Andy Carroll.
No. No, not going to take Andy Carroll.
Charlie Austin, our boy.
Yes, get Charlie there, mate. We'll take Charlie Austin there.
In you get.
In you get. I like Charlie, though. I actually like Charlie. Yeah, so yeah, we'll do that next week. Right, let's talk. Let's get into Arsenal, mate. Let's just do it. How did you feel? Let's go with a negative first.
Yeah. The negative is that I'm buzzing.
Hey.
Do you know what? I think I've just got to fucking quit either slagging players off.
Just stop it, mate.
Do you know what I mean? I don't want to be like that.
Yeah,
I've got a passionate view on things.
Yeah,
that I see, but I'm not going to go OTT.
Yeah, but no, you don't slag players off.
No, I don't.
Slagging players off, and then there's having an opinion about somebody's performance. I can say I love Aubameyang. Aubameyang is my favourite player. At Arsenal,
yeah.
If he's have a bad performance, he has a bad performance.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
It.
Yeah, true. I mean, so Bellerin scored.
Mm.
One of my pals messaged me, went, "Fuck you." And I'll just give it back. Yes, but that's the thing, he done really well. He's still done some things that were a little bit sort of thing. Oh, for fuck's sake! Like just like pick your pants up. Like don't ruin it now. Saka was fucking superb.
Oh yeah,
yeah. No, he was though. But like I said to you, he's got the quality. Do I think he's there yet? But the way people go, what annoys me is the way people go on about like, oh, he's fucking easily worth 60 million quid.
Yeah, he's about 100, mate.
Shut up.
He's generational.
Such a piece of shit.
He's generational, mate.
Okay. See, I'm a little bit older than you. That type of stuff gets on my tits. Probably a bit of old age.
Your negativity gets on my tits, yeah, mate. Just be excited about the young boy. He's unbelievable, mate.
Okay. But I was impressed by Odegaard.
Yep, so was I.
Very I like good. The way he picks up the pockets of space. Very Ozil-like. Left peg. Floats with the ball well. Makes good decisions with the ball. I think Aubameyang, he needed that. Mm. Didn't need a fucking hat-trick, but he needed that. What a great penalty.
Mate, you should have
about
seen...
About time, though.
Mate, you should have seen Nan's front room when that third one went in.
Oh, really?
Oh, my
God.
The
header?
Oh, mate, when that went in.
Yeah. But that's like he needed it for his confidence, and I think he's been under it emotionally. I don't know. Yeah, again, we're only fans.
His mum was ill as well, though.
Yeah, but of course it's gonna have you take its toll on you. So yeah, like I said, needed that. Bellerin was good. Saka was good. Odegaard, Smith Rowe, he done well for the Bellerin goal. The way he kept hold of the ball, love the way he plays. Mm. Xhaka done well. Got his assist for Aubameyang's first goal. I still miss Tierney.
Yeah, I miss Tierney.
Cedric, I don't want him to. I don't want him to get too comfortable. Puts in a lovely shift.
Yeah,
but it's because obviously he's right-footed. It's like we don't when it goes out to our left, other teams, good teams, will clock that it ain't going out wide. He's going to come back inside.
Yeah,
he's going to cut back in. So hopefully we don't get found out with that. Love to see Gabriel back. Yeah, he played very well.
Was good again, weren't he?
Yeah. But then my arsehole starts going. Like, it's in us to concede a few goals.
Yeah, but the thing is, that header's a...
What an header.
Mate, that header's a fantastic header, mate. You ain't stopping that. No. I don't care who you are. What defender, mate. That header was unbelievable.
Earned it.
Second goal, I thought the build-up play, the ball in behind Bellerin, was just a top-quality ball, mate. You know, it is what it is.
But that's the thing, like what we say, giving teams praise when it's due. It's like, sometimes you can't help but see a beautiful bit of play and be like, hold your hands up, we got done. Well, all right, you could look at it from a defensive point of view and be like, it's a bit lazy, a bit lackluster. It's good football.
Yeah, it is. It's just the second ball in behind Bellerin was a great ball. Bellerin was in the right position. He was marking the winger. He was goal side of him, but the ball's just in behind, and it was like no one knew it was coming.
You made a good point, really, about Arteta and the way he has tried to shore up the defence a little bit more. I just think a couple of years ago, even under Emery, our arsehole would have fell out so much so we probably would have conceded a third and been right under it for the last.
Well, mate, it's just game management, isn't it? That's what you can see that we're getting better at. That's why the thing that really was really disappointed about the Wolves game was a bit of game management for me. Was that you're conceding a goal from a goal kick on half time.
Mm.
That shouldn't be happening. No. And he will be
shouldn't be walking middle of the fucking defence either.
Exactly. He will be angry about that, and that will be shite. But the game management, look, you think to yourself, 4-2, right, what do we do here? And you could see everyone was just saying, slow it down, calm down, keeper's not rushing.
What about fucking when the Egyptian Pirlo come on? Just running everything down.
Yeah, but I thought that was the right move. Yeah. I was happy when I come on. I thought to myself, he's going to get the ball. He's going to chase it down. But when he gets the ball, because the way we're trying to
play... He's quite calm with it, though.
Yeah, and the way we're trying to play at the minute, you could see that there's 10, 15 minutes to go, like, and we're still trying to push on. You're still trying to play that forward pass, which is good.
Yep.
But you still need someone in there who's going to say, whoa.
Calm down. Hang on.
I'm not gonna...
And hold people back a bit, as if to say, you don't need to go bombing into the...
I ain't going
to
go forward here. I'm going to go back to the centre-half and I'm going to waste another 30 seconds.
How many times did we do that under Wenger? The amount of times it would be like, I don't know, 1-0 up or 1-1 chasing it, and then you're leaving the two slowest Urbits.
Yeah, that's what happened.
On the halfway line.
Yeah.
And then we get done on a counter-attack. Loads of times that would happen.
I thought yesterday was a nice, good bit of game management. What I loved the most yesterday, I thought the interchange was unbelievable.
Mm.
Just the way someone's dropping off to make space. So Smith Rowe's coming in off the left.
Yep.
Bamman's going out wide. Saka's dropping deeper. Bellerin's on the overlap.
Do you know what they were
into the spaces?
Do you know what they were doing well was it wasn't just the press that Arteta tries to play. It wasn't unnecessary pressing like Saka when he won the penalty.
Mm.
Like it was bang on, but everyone was going all in the same motion. It weren't just one going out of position, then we're all sort of sitting back. It was like everyone goes.
A press is a tactic, mate. You can't just run aimlessly. Like, it's pointless. You'll get played past. Like, you have to know when to press, how to press, and like you said, you've got to go in your numbers.
If you could have one Arsenal player over the last 10 years into today's current setup, the way we play, the press and all that, who would you have? Do you know what I'd have?
Who?
Alexis Sanchez.
Yeah, probably. I wasn't even thinking of him, mate. But I was thinking way back before that. But yeah, that's a good
one. Only 10 years, though, so it'd be 2011.
Yeah, mate. I tell you, Sonny, that is a great shot, mate. Oh.
That's why I thought he was going to go to Pep at City.
Could you imagine him now in this side on the press? He'd be right up for it.
He'd love it, wouldn't he? I think he'd love it. He would be...
Did you see that in the story that when he went to Man United, he wanted to come back after one training session?
Yeah, he said he thought, what have I done?
Yeah, straight away. He was the main man here, him and Ozil, both of them. Oh, mate.
That really annoyed me, though, letting him go. I didn't get it.
Oh, no, it's one of them things, though.
But yeah, again, as fans, you'll never know. You won't know the truth.
It was one or the other, weren't it? One of them was going to go, and at the time, I wanted Ozil to stay, so I can't.
I was saying. Because I thought Sanchez was done in the sense that didn't want to play. Ozil, at least.
Who was better, Sanchez in their prime or Hazard in their prime?
Cool, that's one. That's a question, isn't it? I'm just going to be honest. I'm Hazard.
Okay.
I only go for look at what he's won.
Okay.
I loved Alexis Sanchez, and I just think the team that he was in, he was let down a little bit with what he was wrapped around.
Yeah.
Put Sanchez in the Chelsea team, and he probably would have done more than Hazard did.
Mm.
More goals.
Mm.
More goals. But Hazard,
Hazard was a player, weren't he?
But people got short memories.
Yeah, of course they have.
Do you know what I mean? Like people say, someone sent me a question the other day. Prime Robert Pires. You're right, you're tired.
Yeah, shattered, mate. Night
22K.
Shifts. Oh, mate, night shifts, mate. They're a killer, aren't they?
Prime Robert Pires.
Yeah.
Or Prime Ozil.
Huh?
Yeah, what? What I mean?
But why would someone even... What?
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't get it.
Have you ever said that to him, mate? You need to sack them off, mate.
I'd get it if they said Prime Pires and Prime Overmars.
Yeah.
Like, all right, we only had Overmars for a few years. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's not a very good comparison, is it?
But then you get like these new Arsenal fans, new age ones that go like fucking Ozil was better than Bergkamp and all that.
Mm.
And you like, I can't. Those people shouldn't have social media. Shouldn't have phones. Hate people like that.
Bergkamp was a genius, weren't he? He was on another level.
Of course he was. We're reminiscing here. But yeah, talking about the game, very impressed. I just hope we can push on there. Like get a bit of momentum.
Got massive game Thursday, mate. Benfica.
Winning or not?
Yeah, we'll get through that. Mate, I'll put this
on. We get to the final?
Mate, I put this on Twitter the other day. I think we're going to win it.
The whole thing, yeah?
I think we're going to win it.
Whoa.
There's something telling me that we're going to win this. We're going to win it, mate. We are going to win it.
I hope you're right. Do you know what would be nice, though, is because no one's given us a hope in them about anything.
And we're
going to
get Tottenham in the final, and we're going to beat them. Could you imagine that?
Nah. My man said to me, I said to me, Dad, if there was a FA Cup final against Tottenham,
yeah,
what would you do for the day? If you couldn't go? He goes, I'd go out cycling. I said, you wouldn't watch it? He went, I'm not interested. I don't want to fucking watch it. I'd rather get home, see your face, either happy
or sad,
and then I'll just deal with it. But I can't watch it. Because sometimes, when I used to watch football with my dad at home, he used to come in, we'd be playing sort of shit.
Yeah.
Would lose a tackle or whatever. He'd go, that's it, I've had enough. I'm fucking going down the garage. He'd go down the garage, clean the garage out, be down there for 3 hours. But if I didn't go down and see him, he knew that we lost. But if I did pop out, Dad? Yeah?
You know, one.
We just got a player sent off. Yeah? Ooh, what that fucking Mustafi square-headed prick. But yeah, he's more negative than I am.
Oh.
Do you remember when Leeds got relegated?
Yeah.
My dad is adamant that that'll end up being us one day.
What?
Yeah. Because we don't spend money, we don't do this, we don't do that.
Oh, is he one of them?
But he's not, though. I think he just listens to too much bollocks on fucking talk shite.
Don't bring him round me, Al. He ain't coming on the podcast, mate. Crazy Jinder Daddy. He ain't coming on the podcast. No way.
Nah, but yeah, it's... with Tottenham in a final, I don't think
my nerves...
My heart is hurting now thinking about it.
My nan wouldn't let me watch it in the house. She'd be like, no. There'd be nothing left.
You'd have to take the plates down.
There'd be nothing left. Yeah. Everything would have to... I had a go at her the other day, right, because I'm sitting on the sofa last night, sorry, watching it. But she's got the ornament, the unit, ain't she? There, the ornament. I went, so I'm moving that unit. She went, you ain't. I went, I am. I said, it looks like fucking Wayfair in here. Move everything.
Wayfair?
Man, you can't see nothing, mate. There's just stuff everywhere. It looks like, honestly, you know Oak Furniture Land, yeah, that advert? That's what her gaff looks like.
That is her gaff.
Yeah, I know it is. It is. And then we're watching the game and I'm trying
to... But you just wanted to move it. You didn't want to throw it in the garden and set it on fire.
No, I was trying to convince her to redecorate the front room and redecorate the garden. I said to her, I want to put decking in the garden. And then for my birthday, because I missed my 30th because of lockdown this year, I was going to get a DJ, have a decking, and we're just going to have it in the garden.
Absolutely.
She said no, but I'm working on it.
She'll be all right. As long as her wrist's all right, she'll be there.
She'll be there, mate. But she said she wants for our street party in our block. When all this is over.
Does she really?
I don't know who she thinks she is, mate. She thinks she's fucking David Guetta because she's got 80,000 followers.
She ain't invited.
Yeah, fucking David Guetta. I'm telling you, mate. She's like, but I want to do a little street party. Invite everyone when all this is over. Do ya? Do ya? I said, are you providing booze? She went, no, bring your own.
Yeah, you know, didn't ya? It's like Lahore, the curry house. What, Arsenal win the Champions League?
Yeah.
And Spurs win the league?
Yeah.
Or Arsenal win the league and Spurs win the Champions League? What would you rather?
I'm not picking.
Or would you rather Arsenal not win anything?
Would rather none of us win anything.
That's what I mean.
Fuck them. I don't want to see them have any joy. And the other day, someone asked me a question online. Would I rather England win the World Cup or Arsenal win the Champions League? Yeah.
You and I are different.
Yeah. And I said England. And I had 10 people say to me, you don't really support Arsenal. Shut up.
Oh, you can't win, can you?
Of course I support Arsenal. But I want to see my country win a World Cup.
Like what we talked about last week, look at the euphoria that it brought the whole country together. You had people that were probably used to bashing fuck out of one another.
Mate, that's the thing. This
making
what,
love.
This is what people don't think about. I get people say, I don't want to celebrate a Tottenham fan, or I don't want to do blah, blah, blah. Listen, mate, we're all from...
I don't want to celebrate because there's too many Tottenham in the team.
At the end of the day, I got pals that are Tottenham fans, My old man's a Tottenham fan. You've got pals that are Tottenham fans. I got pals that are fat. Pants? I've got pals of Chelsea, blah, everything, You can't celebrate with them. You've never experienced a game with them because you're never on the same side.
Yeah, true.
So for that one month, that one
be a proper friend.
You are with everyone. Every person that you've ever wanted to celebrate with can be there.
Yeah.
And why would you not want to see that? I don't understand why you would not want to have that moment to look back on.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I want it now, whilst I'm young enough to get pissed, climb lampposts, be plastered all over social media with an England fag tattooed across my face.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Not in 30 years. The way you've explained that there, I'd still pick Arsenal.
I'm sure you probably would.
But then imagine Arsenal
winning
the Champions League final
against
Spurs.
Yeah, but then you would still say something negative. You would still have the ump. You would say, oh, but we didn't score four.
Bellerin was captain.
Yeah, you would still say,
no, I wouldn't.
Bellerin's lifted it. You would still say something, Cal.
I'd take it with an Alderweireld own goal.
Oh.
But yeah, do you know what? The way you've put it with regards to England and like, as you say, your pals that are Chelsea, Spurs, West Ham and all that, you can all be together love one another for the day.
Yeah, you just experience stuff that you've never experienced before.
I'm so excited for the Euros.
I'm buzzing, mate.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it. I've got 4 weeks off work. They know I'm not going. That's it.
4 weeks off.
Listen, mate, last World Cup when we won the quarterfinals, I called in sick the next day. So I've called in sick. My managers rang me. Bo, where are you? I'm off, and I. What's the matter? Oh, I got World Cup fever. That's what I said. She went, you can fuck right off. I went, I'll be back after the semis. Leave me.
Yeah.
Love it, mate. I love it. It's great.
Still think it's going ahead?
Yeah, so far I still think it's going to happen here, mate.
Yeah, you were saying that, yeah.
Still think it's going to happen here.
It was here in Germany?
Yeah, here or Germany, mate. There ain't nowhere else you can just ring up and say you need to do it. And like this whole vaccination thing seems to be the way that every government want to get out of this. So,
are you going to have yours?
What? Listen, I'm not going to get involved in all the politics.
No, it's just a friendly chat.
The thing is with the vaccines, it's going to get to a point where, all right, cool, don't take it if you don't want to take it. But you're not going on holiday.
Yeah, that'd be it, wouldn't it?
That'll be it. And every person who says they're not going to take it, as soon as they say you can't go Dubai, you can't go Marbella, you can't go wherever else you want to go, they're going to be like, oh, okay, mate, what arm do you want? What arm? Should we do both? Do you know what I mean?
I've got four veins there.
Yeah, do both. Stick one in each arm.
Stick one in me, Corey.
Yeah, do me legs and all, mate, because I'm going Dubai.
Dubai. You wanted to go there for a while, haven't you?
Oh, mate, I like. No, do you know what, yeah?
Never been.
I've been to Dubai like four times.
Is it worth the hype?
I'll be honest, yeah.
This year's hype.
Okay, I'll be honest. When I went there, there weren't every Tom, Dick and Harry there, yeah?
Mm.
It weren't like that.
Yeah.
Whereas now. But when I first went Marbella, mm-hmm. I went Marbella 13 years ago, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It weren't like how it was. Do you know what I mean? Like, you was in Marbella because you was you had a bit of money. Like, not that I had a bit of money, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You was there because you was
treated like, yourself. Yeah,
it was like it was good. Whereas now, that's not the same out in Marbella, is it? And
no.
Then Dubai is going to turn into that.
That.
Yeah, and then next year there'll be something else. It will be that gaff in Mexico that everyone's into. What is it? Tatum, something like that.
Yeah,
you'll be there.
Where was
it? But for me, mate, I'll be honest. Yeah, I can say I don't give a crap. I love Dubai, man. I thought Dubai was the nuts.
Is it a good place to go away with the chaps, or would you prefer to go with the missus?
I think you could do a bit of both, mate. I've only ever gone with birds at the time, but I think you can do a bit of both. And the thing is, like, you get over there and the people in the hotels, mate, they can't do enough for you, mate.
Really
like,
nice,
they
yeah.
roll out the red carpet for you, do you know what I mean? And that
The thing is with it, though, the amount of money that it... As I said, I've never been, so I'm only going by what my pals tell me. But,
yeah.
And they say it is lumpy. You can't go over there on a budget.
No, you can.
Yeah?
You can. You can. They're
or
full,
you shouldn't.
They're full of shit.
Okay.
They're full of shit. If you want to do it that way, you can do it that way, yeah?
Are you still going to have fun?
Listen... You can go. They've got, like, every day they do beach parties, whatever it is. Yeah, so you know the one zero gravity with a pool?
Yep.
Right, so zero gravity. You get there at 12, yeah, and from 12 till 6, I think mine was 80 quid, and the bird at the time, I'm not going to say mine, but the bird at the time was 50. So that's 130 quid, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That was all your food, and, like, when I say food, I'm not talking...
I'm talking
full-on barbecue, mate, that you walk up and say, I'll have that rack, please. I'll have that burger. I'll have everything, yeah? And all your booze. And the booze ain't no tacky booze, neither. It's proper, like, bottles of Corona is what it is.
It's not blue and white stripes.
No, mate. Like, and that's from 12 till 6. After 6, you're smashed. Anyone who's telling me they're not smashed and wants to stay out and spend even more money,
yeah,
You're a liar and you just stand there to show off and you just want to be the only one in there spending money. Because 12 to 6 of free booze in 40 degree heat, mate, I'm smashed to pieces, mate. They shut the swimming pool. No one could, my bird couldn't find me at the time. I made friends with all these geezers. It was like, where's your boyfriend? Where's party boy gone? Fucking was on the DJ screen come up. I was next to the DJ doing this, mate, weren't I? Boom, boom, boom. Smashed to pieces.
Love good
it,
time, yeah. Then.
Love it out there, mate. Love right. it out there. Think you should take your bird?
I think so. Are you going to look after me, boy?
Yeah. Send him. Send him. My mum will. I won't. I'll be in the bar. No. It's great out there, mate. I like it. But you can go out there and spend an absolute fortune. Like you said, you can go to the night. But even the clubs, yeah. When I went to one of the clubs, you don't pay for the bird. Like, the bird don't pay for drinks. Like, obviously, when I'm with just a bird, I'm not going to get a table.
So yeah.
You're not spending that much. But if you want to go out there and buy Untold Bottles so they play Star Wars and put sparklers in it and everyone looks, then you can do that.
You ain't been Vegas, have you?
No. But I've been told similar. Vegas is, you can go one or two ways there. You can do it smart, not gamble, or you can get reeled in and do your...
Yeah, very true.
Have you been?
Yep.
But I didn't know till the other day that you don't know, there's no clocks and you don't know whether it's day or night.
No.
I'd be troubled there.
They
mate.
Put oxygen in the like the air conditioning units and all that to keep you up.
Shut up.
Yep.
Ow, I'd be a nightmare, mate.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't come home.
I probably wouldn't, would I? I'd either get married or nicked.
Both in the same night. But nicked then married. It's nuts out there.
Is it?
Yeah, we stayed in the Cosmo.
And did Rooney go? He didn't go there with Rooney, did you?
No. We stayed in the Cosmo and we... he was meant to come. Going down to Starbucks to go and get a morning coffee and a bagel. You got to walk through the casino to get there. Pulled out $50 on the roulette, put it on black. Nah, it didn't come in. Went in red. I was like, fucking piece of shit. Got to Starbucks, bagel and coffee. Walked back with my pal. I went... Come on, should we have it? He went, yeah, cool. Bunged it down, put $100 on, red, come in. Went back upstairs. I was up. Happy days. But there's people, it's like, as you say, you get reeled in. You're like, all right, well, I'm up now. So I'm up by a couple of quid. Let's put that on.
Yeah.
Let's put that on. And then before you know it, you're chasing yourself.
See, the thing is, though, is I think I'd be all right. I think I'd be cool with the gambling. It don't really interest me.
It's the booze, isn't it?
I'd just sit
but then if you're gambling, you got
I'd
booze coming
sit
over.
I'd just little fruit machine sticking dollars in and get some porn stars brought over to me.
You love a porn star martini, don't you?
Oh, mate, I love it. Can't wait to have one, mate. When it's like I'm going straight to Slug and Lettuce and going to sit outside. Going to buy a four for a tenner and just sit outside with my feet up having porn stars on me. On me own, mate, don't care.
Fantastic.
St. Catherine's Dock, don't care. FaceTime you.
Are we going on football? Are we still going to go on? Where are we going to go on holiday?
I don't know, mate. Well, we did say this podcast ain't just football. It's a bit of everything.
True, very true. Where were we? Arsenal.
Yeah, we've done Arsenal.
Done vaccinations.
Wow, that was it. We was getting ahead of us. We said, will Arsenal go on a run and build some steam? So then I said, Benfica. So we've got Benfica Thursday. And I said we'd win it. And then we've got Man City, though, on Sunday. And they just look unstoppable. My pal scored again.
Your boy. I fancy us to get a result there.
Do you? What, win or draw?
Draw. Draw. I think Arteta will be a little bit... Arteta knows how they play.
Yeah.
Pep ain't changed. He's just changed a little bit of the personnel. He knows how they play. He would just have to drill it into them. But then it depends, yet again, how much he wants to go for the Benfica. Does he throw the league, hope for the best and think Man City, no one's going to give us an open nil, probably going to lose anyway.
Yeah.
Don't let it be 3-4, 5-0.
Yeah.
Go to Benfica.
Yeah.
Win that.
Because Benfica's back-to-back as well, so then we play Thursday.
Yeah.
That's massive for us. Massive.
It's a big week.
We could either rest someone for the Man City game or if we beat Benfica...
He'll rest for Man City.
I wouldn't even rest for Man City, mate.
No?
No. Listen, you said it yourself. Momentum is key, mate.
Momentum is key.
You put the same side out that beat
Benfica.
Leeds.
Yeah,
probably stick with that front three. He might bring Pepe in or whatnot, but maybe keep that same squad.
Martinelli?
I don't think he'll bring him back.
No?
No. Bring. Sorry. Beat Benfica, that's right, mate. Beat Benfica. Mm-hmm. Beat my, like, don't lose to Man City. Listen, if you've got a draw, if you beat back Benfica and get a draw
with City,
you're still going to have confidence. They're still going to think to yourself, all right, cool, we're back. Don't worry, we can do this.
Yeah.
Go and beat Benfica again.
Because look at Man City. They're 7 points clear with a game in hand.
I think they're on like 12 in a row now, haven't they?
Mm.
They just look unstoppable, mate. That Joao Cancelo, don't know what's happened to him, but the geezer's turned into Pram Philip Lahm. Like, it's
Philip.
It's unbelievable. The way that he's playing exactly like Lahm. He drifts into midfield. That gives them the power to overrun any side in midfield. Then he comes back. Oh, mate,
but
what a player he's turned into.
Don't you think that that's what, obviously not to that extreme, but or that quality, but that's what Bellerin is trying to do. Like, look at where Bellerin was for the goal.
The thing is, the Bellerin could do that if he... To me, he still looks like he's scared to let go.
Yeah.
He still looks
open
like...
Open up. Yeah, he's still.
You see him sprint for about 3 seconds and you think, oh, go on. And then he just... Which is...
That's where the frustration comes in for me,
which I understand because the injury that he has, realistically, mate, if he was to open up and he'd done it again, he ain't coming back.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? You're not going to come back from two. How many players come back from two massive injuries?
Mm.
So you think, I can see why... So I think that's why he's trying hard to add other stuff to his game. Like, so he's trying to drift in a little bit more.
Possibly.
He's trying to play the passes a bit more.
You try to be fair, the way you explain it, you try to give him a little bit of a benefit of the doubt. Do you know what I mean? And he's trying to add different things to his game. Maybe that's what Arteta's doing. You ain't going to get the overlap. You're not going to get the Trent Alexander-Arnold fucking walloping down the wing.
Yeah.
Because
I think that's what everyone thinks. Everyone thinks that's what you have to do as a fullback, but you don't have to do. That's not the only option. You know what I mean? Tierney does it on that side. I get that.
Mm.
But if Bellerin can go up top and then cut inside and then allow space on the outside for the winger, there's no, like, it doesn't have to be the opposite way around. You know what I mean?
True. Yeah, but yeah. So Benfica win that. Don't lose against City. Then Benfica don't lose.
Basically. But we're in two, like, the countries are a bit mad, aren't they? So I think we play one in Olympiacos and one in Rome. But away goals still count.
So what is the first game? Is Benfica-Arsenal?
The first game is Benfica-Arsenal.
So they would be the home team?
Yeah, that's in Olympiacos, I think. Mm-hmm. And the next one's in Rome and we're the home team.
How mad is this?
And the theory is that they've worked out because the seats in them two grounds are red. And we both wear red, so that's how they've worked out that we're playing there.
Nuts, isn't it?
But how they're going to still justify away goals, I don't know, mate. What they done last year...
But then there's no fans.
Exactly. And what they done last year, I loved what they done last year. And I know you can't do it now because it's not at the end of the season. But just go back to one game for this season. Just go back one game, knock out, get it over and done with, mate.
That's how the European Cup used to be.
Yeah, it's the best way.
But it's a money-making machine.
No, of course. I know.
That's why.
I know.
How many groups are there? It goes up to fucking Z, doesn't it?
What, in the Europa League?
Yeah.
I think there's eight. Yeah.
No, it's more than that, isn't it?
There's got to be more, isn't there? Because you're in the round of 32. There can't be 16 groups, mate.
It might be 10.
Oh, I don't know, mate, to be honest with you. Oh, yeah, because you get teams dropped from the Champions League, didn't you?
Mm.
So you're in the round of 32, so that means there's 12 groups. Yeah, two from each would be 24, plus eight from the Champions League would be 32.
Yeah.
So I've nailed that. Maths.
Quick maths.
Yeah, quick maths. That's good, that.
Are you optimistic for the rest of the season? Just off of one game?
Yeah, I'm optimistic anyway, mate.
Yeah, true. It's very true. Yeah, very true.
I haven't wrote us off once this season. Not once. I still look... If them decisions go our way, I don't know ifs and all that, but if the decisions against Wolves and the Villa ones go our way, yeah, we're fourth. Like, that's how small the margins are this season.
Yep.
Everyone around you is dropping points. No one's any good. Look at Spurs, mate. They were winning the league again. They're ninth, mate. They're absolute dog shit.
They are bad.
Like, they are trash.
Should they sack Mourinho?
I think they've made a rod for their own back with that Mourinho one, mate. I don't think they can sack him yet, mate. I think they made a rod for their own back. Like I said, they got rid of their best manager they've had in donkey's years, yeah?
Mm.
Brought this geezer in, backed him.
Do you reckon it's because they just want a trophy?
they're desperate for a trophy, mate. They're
and not. Mourinho is a trophy man.
Listen, I tell you something, Kane's got a big decision to make now again.
Did you see the interview that he had with Henri a couple of years ago? 2017 he actually was. I see it reposted on Twitter recently.
Yeah.
And Henri was talking about sort of winning trophies and da-da-da-da, and Kane was like, yeah, obviously want to win trophies, would like to do it here. If I haven't won a trophy in 3 years, like, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Mm.
Yep. I saw that. It was out of his own trap.
Well, how old is he now?
28, 29,
isn't he?
I didn't even think he was that old, but he's been around
for a long time, mate. He turned up when Soldado was still there. So he's been around...
2012, 14?
Yeah, about that. So he's been there a long time now, mate. So he's probably thinking, nah, it's this summer or maybe next summer.
I reckon if he has a good Euros, he's off. Man United just stop fucking about and just go and buy him.
I still think Man City might come in for him.
Kane, yeah?
Yeah. I think.
Well, yeah, because Aguero now can't be trusted.
Aguero can't be trusted. You can imagine Kane with the two wingers running off of him. He drops in, he gives De Bruyne a little bit more.
Yeah, frightening, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll be game over, mate. Mm. That'll be game over. Aaron, have you got anything else you want to add, or should we go to two from four? Because I know I said I forgot to do it, but I got one, so it doesn't matter.
So you've got a two from four?
I have a two from four, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. Panicking, wouldn't you? That was your Danny Ings moment.
Yeah,
I was about to bury you then.
Yeah, you should have, but I was on the ball, mate. Don't worry. Right. So, because you're a centre-half.
Do you want to explain it to the fans what this two from four is, George? Do you think they've got the gist of it?
If they ain't got the gist of it now, mate, I don't know where they've been for the last 3 weeks, mate. They know what's happening.
Just a quick recap.
Go on,
each week, we are doing alternate two from fours.
Yep.
So, which two options do we pick out of the four that are on offer? That is it. I didn't have to tell you, but I did to help you out. Because even when I do my guest the player at the weekend, people are like, what's the question?
Mm.
And then I'll get into a live with someone.
Mm.
And I'm like, what's your question? Sorry, what? Go on, what question you got for me? Oh, no, I just wanted to come on the live with you.
Yeah, I did that though.
No, yeah, but listen. You're you. But do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So
do people still do that with yours?
Yeah. The one I just done at the weekend, I think my first three were, I just wanted to come on live with you. Hi. Go on. Off your trot.
Off your pop, mate.
Yeah.
Off your pop.
But yeah, so you're two from four this week, Bo.
Because you're a centre-half, right?
Yeah.
Virgil van Dijk, Sergio Ramos, Upamecano, and Matthijs de Ligt. See, you thought you was going to have it easy as well.
See, I like a bit of hard bastard, and I think Ramos.
Yeah, you're putting him in.
Yeah. I love Ramos.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah. Dilip was nice, though, wasn't he?
Mm.
Like little Ronald Koeman, 2.0. I'd say Van Dijk, just because I've seen him in the flesh.
You've got Van Dijk?
Yeah.
Sergio Ramos and Virgil van Dijk.
Mm. Yeah, again... Van Dijk has played in the Prem.
Yeah.
Has won the league, won the Champions League.
But you think the other two are just look like they've got so much talent just sitting there, didn't it? Waiting to burst.
But if I'm picking now from what I know it's and what I like, it's Ramos.
Yeah.
I think he's had 43 red cards or something ridiculous.
It's lovely, isn't it?
That's beautiful. But he's won it all.
Mm.
And yeah, Virgil van Dijk, because as I said, seeing him live, he's a different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
And you can get caught up with the whole, oh, it's Virgil van Dijk, oh, it's Liverpool. No. Watch him live. The geezer is a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
So fucking easy.
Mm.
If he carries on and stays at Liverpool and continues to win things, he'll be up there with your companies and your Martin Keown's.
Martin, Big Martin.
Yeah, Big Martin. Your mate.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Nan's mate.
It was a good day, that, mate.
Who's your two? You'd probably pick the other two.
Yeah, do you know what? I quite like Uber coming, though. He is
when he got linked with Arsenal, when Emery was there.
Yeah,
I was actually thinking, oh mate,
Bayern have just come in and done what Bayern do and Bayern because it's unfair what they do, but it is what it is. I would probably maybe Van Dijk and Uber coming.
Okay.
Just because I like the way he plays. Like I like a football. I like a centre half who can bring it out. Like and he can bring it out. Mate. Yeah. He like dribbles past 3-4 players.
Yeah,
got pace. He's power. Strong. Tall. Yeah.
And scores?
Yeah, I'd probably go with him, but it's between him and Sergio. But right now, I'd probably bang Uber Camino and Virgil van Dijk.
Yeah, very nice.
Mm. See? You thought I'd forgot. It's back to you next week, mate.
Yeah, no, I've got you.
Back to you next week.
I've got you.
Right, how are we done? That's 1 hour and 6 minutes for our fans this week.
Is that all right, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll trim it down. We'll take out the Danny Ings part.
No, we won't. We're going to leave that in. I'm going to make a clip of that. Because you forgot. And then next week, you're going to... If you ain't watched...
Yeah.
Right. If you don't watch Arsenal Benfica and Arsenal Man City and at least 3 other games...
No, I'll be there. Every other week, I'm fine. One week. I do apologise. But the boy... Listen, the boy hasn't been well.
No, I know. Family first and all that.
So, do you know what? He even done me live on Saturday. And I even said, fucking... child issues,
yeah.
But it was not an issue. You just have to see to the child first. So, but as I said, I do apologise.
No,
sorry, fans.
No worries, no worries.
Sorry, but 2 from 4. God, I'm going to change my mind, but I won't.
Right, we're all done then. Alan, tell the fans what to do.
It's going to be up on the podcast, the usual Doobly Whatsits, Apple, Spotify, the usual iTunes stuff. My YouTube channel, Crazy Ginger Cabby. Follow Bo, the beard, all the underscores. Myself, Crazy Ginger Cabby, all the underscores. Thank you very much. Like, share, subscribe, comment. Please leave a comment. Please rate us.
Don't keep sliding in his DMs and telling him just because you want him to follow you back because he's shit.
Yeah.
Yeah? Slide in my DMs, I'll follow you back.
Yeah, you know. But yeah, no, listen, the more traction we get, the more money we get and then we can go worldwide with it.
Exactly. So next week we're going to do a... Next week, we will speak about Arsenal and Benfica, Arsenal Man City, the weekend's game, and we'll do our England squad for Euro 2020.
Sweet.
And then soon after that, if COVID allows us, we're going to start having guests.
Yes.
So we are going to take it up a notch.
Yes. So excited.
Lovely stuff. Aaron, thank you very much, mate.
And you, bud.
Fans, see you later.
Ta.